Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents The Elizabeth Tudor Conspiracy by Alexandra Walsh. Narrated by Emma Gregory. Prologue. London, the 12th of July, 1557.
Where is she?
The young woman threw back the cowl hood of her heavy cloak and ran through the candlelit house, her boots ringing on the wooden floors.
"We have only a few moments. There are guards on the road this night," she called. "This way, my lady,"
replied a woman holding a lantern, lighting the way through the midnight shadows. The young woman entered the room on a wave of fear and adrenaline. Was this a trap? Another plot? Then she saw the prone figure in the bed and breathed in the scent of impending death. It took every ounce of her self-control not to gag. This was no subterfuge. This was yet another farewell. Controlling her emotions, she threw herself onto her knees beside the bed and clasped the woman's hand. It felt cold and brittle, but there was still the warmth of life. She was in time.
"My lady, can you hear me?"
the young woman whispered, her voice low, insistent, urgent.
"It is I."
"I would know your voice anywhere, my dear,"
the figure croaked. Once she had spoken in clear, lilting tones. Now her words were hoarse, rusted with illness and loss.
"My request has put you in danger, but my time on this earth is almost done, and there is something you must be told."
She pointed to an exquisitely carved wooden box on the table beside the bed.
"This is my gift to you, your legacy. Inside this casket is the truth about your half-sister. No, not the one who holds your life in the balance,"
the woman continued, halting the girl as she made to interrupt.
"There is another. She is a true princess, born in wedlock, but hidden at birth."
"No,"
said the girl, her voice low with shock and disbelief.
"I tell you this to keep you safe,"
said the woman, her voice a rattling whisper.
"You are the rightful heir. But there are always men who would see you removed, who would use this..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?